Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for your word which helps and inspires and moves us, your word that gives us meaning and direction, your word which is helpful and useful and applicable, and help us to take it in. Help us to digest it and help us to use it for what's ahead. May all that we say and do be glorifying to you. Oh God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today we're talking about passing the faith to the next generation, and we went through the whole series related to our mission statement. And a couple weeks ago, the lectionary was from Ephesians, and it talks about one thing that I thought would be helpful for us, which is the word inheritance. When we think about the next generation, passing something to the next generation, we think about inheritance. 2 years ago, I was visiting Marlou and went to my father's side of the family, and we went to the main house, the main compound. And when we were there, my uncle was showing me around and said, oh, your cousins are living in this house, which is in the back, which is my father's house. And he said, now this is your house. A couple days later, we went to my mother's side, a different town. And my other cousin was showing me this plot of land. It had a lot of weeds growing. It was kind of unkept. And he said, this is your share of the property. And I thought to myself, what can I do with this inheritance? Because I'm not going to move back to the Philippines. Marlou and my life is here in the United States, in Southern California. Inheritances are something that are just given to us, handed to us, which is not because we deserved it or not because it's based on some kind of merit system, but it's mostly because of our bloodline, because of our birthright or the lineage. So it might be property, it might be jewelry, it might be money. And all those things are material, and all those things are temporal. Those things are tangible that we can touch, and they're quantifiable. You could actually count them and add them up and identify these concrete things. Now, the unfortunate thing about this human thing called inheritance is that some people will get more than others. We've all heard stories about this family member got this much, and this family member got less, and it was unequal, it was uneven, it was unbalanced. For those who departed, left it divided a certain way. The sad thing, the even more sad thing, is some of us don't get anything. We have no inheritance. Today, from Ephesians, it talks about an inheritance that is not material, that is not temporal, not tangible, or quantifiable. The inheritance that the scripture talks about is spiritual. It is intangible and it is eternal. Now, the verses in Ephesians talk about what these spiritual inheritances are, and that we are all entitled to this inheritance. We can all receive this inheritance. It talks about the mark of the seal of the Holy Spirit. That's verse 13. In verse 17, it talks about the eyes of our hearts being enlightened with wisdom and revelation. And then the last piece of the inheritance is hope. These are the riches of the glorious inheritance it talks about. And in the scripture, it talks about that these riches of inheritance are immeasurable of the power. Let's talk about them individually. Now, first, the seal of the Holy Spirit, which is meant to empower us to live differently. According to James Bryan Smith, the book The Good and Beautiful Life, the Holy Spirit is the change agent. The Holy Spirit helps us to change the stories of our lives. We live by, if we think about all the stories in our lives that we live by, or even the phrases that we get and we live by, sometimes we get trapped and pulled into the negative stories or the negative phrases or the negative catchwords and cliches. But the Holy Spirit puts in front of us, the Word of God puts in front of us positive narratives, positive stories. And so the Holy Spirit illumines us and helps us to see it and to move away from those stories that can be empty or can be false and fleeting and only illusory. The Spirit also helps us as we practice prayer and fasting and meditation and study. It's these exercises, that these spiritual disciplines that we engage in. And then thirdly is community. So in the middle, you have the Holy Spirit, and then you have the personal narratives, and then you have the exercises, and then the community. And the Holy Spirit is bridging all those, connecting all those together. Smith said, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, transformation in our lives would never take place. But to be open, participating, partnering with the Holy Spirit, we can create opportunities for the Holy Spirit to build character. That's one inheritance that we have. The second one has to do with developing the eyes of our hearts. Alexander Solzhenitsyn says that the meaning of earthly existence lies not in what we have grown used to, which is prosperity, but in the developing of our soul. In other words, when we think about inheritance, we're always thinking about, okay, I'm adding property, I'm adding wealth, I'm adding value and worth to who I am as this human being on this planet. The other day, I was reading about the Pope in Christian Century, and he was traveling to this town in Assisi in Italy, and he was saying, the mission of the church is this. He says, I invite the church to strip itself of all worldliness. He was encouraging the church and pastors to relinquish all vanity and arrogance and pride and to serve the poorest of people, those in need. But he says ultimately, the most important thing is that proclamation where Jesus has saved you. Of all the blessings, of all the activities and actions that we are doing, he has boiled it down to one thing, which is Christ has saved you. Christ has saved us from our sinfulness, worldliness, selfishness, unrighteousness. That the eyes of our hearts may be according to God's will and according to God's counsel, and to live in praise of God's glory. So the second part of the inheritance, according to this passage, is not to increase the material, but to decrease the material, to reduce or downsize, as we put it in modern terms, to be more concerned about our soul development, our spiritual lives. Or another way to think about it is, when we're in the church body, when we're in the church community and the family, how do we try not so much to consume energy? How do we deplete the energy or expend the energy of the body and the family? But how do we put back energy into our church community and the family and the broader society? How do we return and contribute energy instead of taking and using it up? At the same time, letting go of the material. So increasing the energy, but letting go of the material. That requires the wisdom from our heart, the eyes of our hearts to see it. God has given us that inheritance of that desire, that want, that passion. Because God first loved us, therefore we love in return. We return energy. The third inheritance has to do with the believer receiving hope. It's a hope not only of this age, as the scripture says, but in the age to come. So it is claimed, it is realized now, but also down the road later. We know that listening to the news and seeing what happened in the Philippines, we ask ourselves, why is there so much suffering and destruction and chaos and poverty? This world is so incomplete, and so left wanting and unbalanced? Well, the hope is that one day we will know the answers. One day we will be satisfied. One day everything will be filled and complete in knowledge. That is a hope that we can hang on to. So what do I do with my inheritance? I should give it to my family. Let them work it out. Last service, I said, what should I do with my inheritance? And one church member says, give it to me. But they wouldn't know what to do with it either because they're here and they're not in the Philippines. In fact, they were saying, you know, I have inheritance back there and I don't know what to do with it either. Some of us have not really accumulated much wealth. Some of us have not inherited anything from our generations to give to our kids. What can we pass down to? And even if we do have some inheritance to give to our kids, it will be uneven because some kids will get this, some kids will get this, some will get more, some will get less. And there will be times when it looks unfair. What we can pass down to our next generation are those spiritual blessings and the spiritual riches. It reminded me of the movie and the story about the help. I don't know if you read the book or saw the movie. And there's this little girl, and she, apparently, according to her family, her parents did not like her because she was always hungry or she was overweight. And they just didn't like her. And so they put her down, and they shamed her. But if you remember in the movie, there's the maid. And the maid built her up spiritually. The maid built up her self-esteem. And do you remember the words that the maid would say to this little girl? Anybody remember? You is kind. You is smart. You is special. She was passing on the inheritance, confidence of the Spirit of God that she was a child of God. And Christ Jesus grants us that inheritance. And Christ will fill us with the fullness of all, that all in all. That's verse 23. The blessings of God's inheritance are immaterial and immeasurable and eternal. And the Holy Spirit endows us with wisdom and revelation and hope. Eventually, we're going to pass this building to our kids. Ultimately, we're going to pass this whole facility to our kids. We're going to pass this ministry to our kids. But all along the way, in God's mystery, in God's mercy, we'll be part of God's Spirit to pass on the Spirit and the way of life and the beliefs that lead to eternal life. For our children and our children's children. We pass on the treasure of Scripture. We bequeath the blessings of God which are impartial and which are full. As Christians, the full complement of blessings shall be bestowed because when God gives the inheritance, there is no impartiality. I mean, there's no partiality. There's no imbalance. There's no favoritism. But we will all have access to that full inheritance. The Holy Spirit, the full measure of God's immeasurable blessing for all who would welcome Jesus and the Holy Spirit and receive hope. That is our inheritance. And we can be confident and we can raise our head high and claim that in spite of all the material things that are coming and going and fleeting. That's our hope. Amen.